I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines this week, penalties were announced from Kansas. Kurt Busch, Joey Logano, and Chris Buescher had loose lugs. Each crew chief lost $10,000. On Wednesday, manufacturers unveiled brand-specific next-gen cars for next year. The new designs look even more like their street counterparts and borrowed a few upgrades from them as well, including independent rear suspension, rack and pinion steering, larger brakes, 18-inch aluminum rims with one lug nut, and 12-inch wide Goodyears. All the changes will reduce dependence on aero, improve grip and downforce. The front and rear clips are also bolt-on, so changing an entire front clip during a race will be possible. The body is also made of composite material that's much more durable and easy to repair than what we're presently running. Get a good view of the new cars at NASCAR.com. It's throwback weekend at Darlington Raceway, the perfect place to honor racing's heroes and legends. Teams, drivers, even the broadcast crews will be in throwback attire, and the cars will be amazing, showing respect to the past and legendary paint schemes from the last 60 years. Some even pick local and regional drivers. You can preview all the paint schemes at jski.com. It's a triple header. The trucks fire up the action and kick off the Triple Truck Challenge. The winner this weekend gets a $50,000 bonus. If the same driver wins at Circuit of Americas, the bonus grows to $150,000. And if they make it three in a row at Charlotte, they'll score a $500,000 bonus. Ben Rhodes is the defending champ of the race, and John Hunter Nemechek has the pole for the LiftKitsForLess.com 200. Coverage begins 6:30 tonight on FS1. The Xfinity teams are back and running another Dash for Cash event. All four eligible drivers will start top five. AJ Allmendinger has the pole. Jeb Burton, Austin Cindric, and Noah Gragson will all have a chance to win $100,000 if they finish ahead of the rest. Justin Haley also starts top five. The Steakhouse Elite 200 coverage begins at 1 p.m. Saturday on FS1. The Cup teams roll on Sunday. Kevin Harvick is the defending champ of the race. He has three wins here, leads with 11 top fives and 15 top tens. Denny Hamlin also has three wins. Eric Jones, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Busch are also prior winners. Eric Jones has the best average finish of any driver in the Cup Series with a 5.1, and Kyle Larson leads the driver ratings, followed by Denny Hamlin, Eric Jones, Kevin Harvick, and Kyle Busch. Hendrick tops the team stats with 14 wins. Joe Gibbs, the Wood Brothers, and RCR have 8 each, and Chevy leads Builders with 41. Ford has 31, and Toyota has 8. Sunday's race will be Brad Keselowski's 425th and Tyler Reddick's 50th. Coverage of the Goodyear 400 begins at 2 p.m., and the race goes green at 3:30, both on FS1. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's your Fast Lane for Friday, May 7th. Brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 11 locations, including Gaylord family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal Tires at the best prices.